This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Basula with the news, the headlines first. Nepal Oil Corporation begins distribution of half-filled LP gas cylinders at half price to ensure smooth supply. NHRC urges government to ease distribution. 17th meeting of Nepal-India Power Exchange Committee concludes agreement expected to strengthen Nepal's electricity supply during dry season. Probe Committee on Dharing Bus Accident submits report to government, recommends mandatory rest for drivers and maximum driving time limit. And tensions rise in West Asia as US strikes hit Iranian military targets on Kurg Island. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has begun to distribute the half-filled LP gas cylinders weighing 7.1 kilograms from yesterday at a price of 955 rupees. Issuing a press statement on Thursday, NOC decided to distribute the half-filled LP gas cylinders from Friday until further notice. The NOC clarified that the decision was taken to ensure a smooth supply of the LP gas cylinder by making the distribution system systematic. The ongoing conflict in the West Asia has caused impacts on the supply system of the petroleum product and LP gas. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has directed the government to adopt all measures to ease the distribution of petroleum products. A press statement issued yesterday by the Undersecretary of the Commission, Shyam Babu Kafle, asked the government to bring anyone found involved in creating artificial shortage under the ambit of law. The Commission visited and monitored the Nepal Oil Corporation, Department of Commerce, Nepal Food Management Committee Limited, as well as gas depots. The Commission has drawn attention to news published and broadcast in the media, stating that there has been a shortage of LP gas in the Kathmandu Valley for some time, creating concern and fear among consumers due to the situation arising in the West Asia and the subsequent tensions there. The 17th meeting of the Nepal-India Power Exchange Committee held in Pokhara yesterday has agreed to import electricity to Nepal from the Indian states of Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand for the upcoming year. The meeting also fixed the power purchase rate, increasing it by 1.5% compared to last year. The Nepali delegation was led by Nepal Electricity Authority Executive Director Hitendra Dev Shakya, while Vijay Kumar Singh of India's Central Electricity Authority led the Indian side. Officials say the agreement will help manage Nepal's electricity supply during the upcoming dry season. A probe committee formed on Dharing bus accident has suggested the government that it introduce provisions for mandatory rest to the night-time drivers and the time limit for maximum driving at a time. The committee formed after the Dharing bus accident occurred on February 23rd further recommended the government that it launched a system of exhaustion management for drivers of public vehicles. A bus heading to Kathmandu from Pokhara had met accident at Bhaise Gowda of Benighat Rorang Rural Municipality in Dharing district along the Prithvi Highway. The accident claimed the lives of 19 persons, leaving 25 others injured. The report prepared with the study for 2 weeks was submitted to Home Minister Om Prakash Aryal yesterday. The committee concluded the study that the driver lost control of the bus, leading to a crash. The vehicular movement will be restricted on the Dhulikhel-Khawa section of the Arniko Highway for 2 weeks, starting March 21 to facilitate black-topping works. According to the Bhaktapur Road Division Office, heavy vehicles and passenger buses will be banned from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. until 3rd of April, while tipper trucks will be prohibited from operating throughout the day. Authorities have urged the public to use alternative routes during the construction period. A preliminary election observation report has highlighted a lack of transparency in the election expenditure of candidates in the House of Representatives election held on March 5. The joint report prepared by the National Election Observation Committee NIOC and the Election Observation Committee Nepal states that the actual spending during election campaigns was significantly higher than the legal expenditure ceiling set by the Election Commission. According to the reports, tens of millions of rupees were spent in some constituencies despite the maximum spending limit of 3.3 million rupees for first past the post candidates and around 200,000 rupees for proportional representation candidates. Observers also pointed out that the growing use of digital publicity, including social media managers and content creators, has made monitoring election expenses more difficult. The organization said a detailed report on election spending will be made public soon. 21 Nepali citizens who were lured to Cambodia by various individuals and fell victim to online scams at illegally operated online scam centers and casinos there have been rescued and brought back to Nepal. They were involved in various illegal activities and staying in Cambodia without a visa. The 21 Nepalis were rescued with the initiative of the Nepali embassy in Bangkok of Thailand and the support of the Cambodian government and were brought back to Nepal yesterday with the facilitation of the Non-Resident Nepali Association of Cambodia. The embassy has stated that efforts are underway to bring back other Nepali nationals who are stranded or in difficult situations there. The air pollution that had blanketed major cities, including the Kathmandu Valley, over the past few days has gradually begun to decrease. The air quality index has improved compared to previous days. Director General of the Department of Environment, Gyanraj Subedi, said the pollution level dropped following rainfall that occurred on Thursday. He added that the rain helped clear dust and pollutants from the atmosphere, leading to improved air quality. Nepal has decided to stop granting on-arrival visas to Iranian nationals. With this decision, Iranian citizens except holders of government and diplomatic passports must obtain visas from Nepali embassies abroad before entering Nepal. According to the Department of Immigration, the number of countries barred from receiving on-arrival visas in Nepal has now reached 13. Officials also stated that individuals holding refugee travel documents must also obtain visas from Nepali embassies before traveling to Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Ministry of Forest and Environment has implemented Gender Equality Disabled Friendly and Social Inclusion Strategy and Implementation Project for the Forestry and Environment Sector. The strategy has come to implementation from February the 27th. Organizing a program yesterday, Minister for Forest and Environment Madhav Prasad Chaulagai unveiled the strategic document. On the occasion, Minister Chaulagai urged to practically implement the recently approved decade-long strategy in all areas, stressing the need to make gender-friendly workplace. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Tensions in West Asia have continued to escalate amid ongoing military exchange involving the United States, Israel and Iran. The BBC has quoted the US President Donald Trump as saying American forces had destroyed Iranian military targets on Kirk Island located off Iran's southwest coast while oil infrastructure on the island was not targeted. Reports citing US officials say Washington may deploy additional forces including a marine unit and more warships to the Middle East, though the US military and the Pentagon have not confirmed the plans. Meanwhile, Iranian media reported large explosions in Tehran as thousands gathered in the capital to mark Quds Day, an annual event expressing support for Palestinians. U.S.-Israeli strikes have killed almost 1,450 people in Iran since the war started on February 28. Several Gulf countries, including Qatar and Bahrain, have issued evacuation advisories as Iran continue missile and drone attacks, raising concerns of a wider regional escalation. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that cloudy conditions are expected today over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Sudar Paschim provinces, as well as other hilly and Himalayan areas of the country, while the rest of the regions will experience partly cloudy weather. There is a chance of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces and in other Himalayan areas. Light rain is also possible at one or two places in the Tarai of Kosi province and the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces today. Meanwhile, the department has recorded heavy rainfall in several districts across Nepal yesterday as cloudy weather continued across the country. Jhapa recorded the highest rainfall in the past 24 hours, measuring 129 millimeters. The department said districts including Khaski, Lamjung, Tanahu, Chitwan and Ilam also received heavy rainfall exceeding 50 millimeters during the same period. Officials say cloudy conditions are likely to persist for a few more days with rainfall continuing in some districts. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Oil Corporation begins distribution of half-filled LP gas cylinders at half price to ensure smooth supply. NHRC urges government to ease distribution. 17th meeting of Nepal-India Power Exchange Committee concludes agreement expected to strengthen Nepal's electricity supply during dry season. Probe Committee on Thading Bus Accident submits report to government, recommends mandatory rest for drivers and maximum driving time limit. And tensions rise in West Asia as U.S. strikes hit Iranian military targets on Kyrgyz Island. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.